This is Pokemon Go, a DCU's Batman Tumblr fic, written by Unpretty and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG and is Jen. With additional tags for Bruce and Jason, Tumblr Ficlet, Baby Grifter. If you're wearing a mustache print fedora, you deserve to be parted from your money. Jason. Yes, Mr. Wayne? Bruce rubbed at the bridge of his nose. First of all, he said, if you're trying to convince me you haven't done anything wrong, don't call me Mr. Wayne. Now I'm going to think you're full of shit no matter what you say. Jason frowned. I was trying to work the precocious angle. The precocious angle only works on people you don't know. Shit. Jason, please explain to me why there's a herd of millennials traipsing through my property. Jason looked over his shoulder. Public outreach program, he said. Very convincing, except for the part where it was bullshit. Someone in the herd screeched, "There's a Lapras by the duck pond!" As one, they ran toward the unassuming water feature. Bruce sighed. Are you charging people to catch Pokemon in the backyard? There are a lot of rares up here, Jason said, having pivoted easily from denial to nonchalance. Straight from, "Why would I do that?" to, "Why would I deny it?" without the slightest sign of whiplash. You know we live in a mansion, right? No one would pay if we lived in a suburb, Jason said, as if Bruce were the one being absurd with the observation. A mansion, Bruce repeated. Because I'm rich. Yeah, Jason shrugged. Acknowledgement without understanding. If you need money, you can ask for it. What would I need money for? Jason asked, and Bruce sighed again, hands in his pockets. You don't need to grift people, Bruce said, spelling it out. Jason frowned. I don't follow. I'm a billionaire, right? I gave you a credit card with a 5-digit daily limit. You did. Parting fools from their money is unnecessary. You lost me. Bruce rubbed the bridge of his nose again. At least tell me you didn't charge the little girl, he said, gesturing toward a small child furiously running around the legs of adults as she tried to find something good. Jason made a face. No, it's a sliding scale. Do I want to know where the scale tops out? Jason pointed. See the guy with the mustache print fedora? I would prefer to go back to simpler times when I had not. I charged him $50. After a moment's silence, Bruce nearly clapped a hand onto Jason's shoulder. He stopped himself, hand in the air, never touching him. The intent was conveyed enough for Bruce to put his hands back in his pockets. Jason relaxed. There's all different kinds of justice, Bruce said seriously, gaze distant. Jason nodded. Have these people gone in the next 10 minutes, or I'm releasing the hounds. You don't have hounds, Jason said, as Bruce headed back toward the house. You don't know that for sure, Bruce called back, without looking. Jason's brow furrowed, looking thoughtfully at nothing. I'd know if he had hounds, he said finally, to no one. Right? The end.
Reader's notes. So I usually post something for Thanksgiving, and I totally didn't get to do that this year. So this podfic was recorded and edited and cover arted entirely on my phone. In the office when I was the only person at work for the entire building on Black Friday 2016. Because I know how to make effective use of an empty space, and I am a very efficient worker. Really. Anyway, thank you to Unpretty for writing this adorability, and sorry it's not quite Thanksgiving, but it was recorded by Thanksgiving-ish. That counts, right? Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.